When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So let's talk about Myles Garrett. He's pretty good.
He's not, no. He's really good, Andy.
Okay, he's really good. He's one of the three best pass rushers in the NFL.
He's one of the three best players in
and
the NFL.
And he might not be third or
might
second.
Might be one of the three best players in football.
Yeah. Obviously, quarterbacks are going to get the bump for the position. But, I mean, he's the guy that if you could put him on your defense, you jump at the opportunity to do it. Well, everyone in the NFL has the opportunity to do it because Myles Garrett doesn't want to be a Brown anymore. He wrote a letter about it. He wants out. Okay. I don't know what the price tag is, but this is sort of the opposite of what the Mavericks did with Luka, right? They just only told one team, and so they had secret negotiations, and they got what they got. Everybody knows Miles wants out now, so
Miles said,
there's a bidding war.
Well, and the thing with it, he has no more guaranteed money on his contract. So
you'd have to be willing to give him a new contract.
And I'm talking about a new big contract, like the biggest contract ever given to a defensive player, a non-quarterback.
That's right.
That's going to be his contract.
You know what teams can do that? Teams that have rookie quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. But do any of them have like a $20, $30, $40 million dead cap hit?
$40 million backup quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That part. Dang it.
Damn it, Kurt.
Maybe the Browns, I mean, they need a quarterback.
They want Kurt.
Yeah. We've heard it.
Now, they're not going to trade for Kurt.
Straight up.
Yeah, they're not going to trade. They're not going to trade. Like they don't want. Like,
that would be more outrageous than the Luka trade.
They'll take Kurt in
Kurt
the trade.
Kurt for Myles Garrett.
Yeah,
straight
they'll
up.
They'll take Kurt in the trade with 2 firsts and maybe a third and Kyle Pitts, but you got to pay the balance.
And you got to pay most of Kurt's salary.
Yeah. I think they'll do that. Yeah. Now, I don't know how that works in the NFL languages and all that stuff. But, yeah, I mean, he is a premier player at a premier position who's tired of playing in Cleveland.
Yeah.
He wants to go somewhere to win. Now, do I think Cleveland's going to give him a new contract offer? Probably. But at the same time, this dude wants to go somewhere else. Now, this is like that NBA type thing where you don't really see it a lot in the NFL where players force their way out. Mm-hmm. You really don't see that. And that's not a precedent. They want to set it all in the NFL. We were just talking about the NBA owners.
Right.
Like how they're feeling about, good job, Dallas. Poor the NFL don't want Myles Garrett to do that.
Oh, I know. They're already mad at the Browns. They're still mad at the Browns for the Deshaun Watson contract.
The Browns always mess their stuff up.
Yeah, the league finally caught up to the Deshaun Watson contract with other quarterbacks who got there. But now if this is the way that it goes down, because again, this dude, man, I know people know, but I got to say the numbers just so you know. Like, Since his second year, he's had at least double-digit sacks every single year. The worst year is 10 sacks. The high water mark is 16, and he did that 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
He's been AP first team 5 years in a row. He was defensive player of the year last year. He was AP second team his second year. The only reason he didn't have more than 10 sacks in his third year is because he was hurt.
Yeah.
He missed six games. He's got 100 sacks already. He's been in the league since 2017.
You remember when people were like mad? I don't know what kind of pro he's going to because he likes dinosaurs.
And
that?
Poetry.
You remember that? Crap.
Like, I don't know. I've seen him rush the passer.
That's poetry in motion.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's poetry in motion. Watching him rush the passer.
Write whatever poems you want. Yeah. Get to the quarterback.
But that's one. But yeah, like we were. Oh God, I wish I still had it pulled up because I was looking at the Khalil Mack because Khalil Mack was traded from the Raiders after I think was it the year he made All Pro at two positions because he was All Pro at linebacker and defensive end that year, and I think they gave up
that was the trade to the Chargers.
Yeah, no, that's the trade to the Bears.
Oh, to the Bears. Okay,
yeah, I think it was 2 ones, a three, a new contract, and some and a couple other things. But yeah, no, like that's what you're talking about. Because Khalil was arguably the best defensive player, one of them in the entire football in the entire league. And like I said, right. Coming off of a year where he was first team All Pro at two damn positions, mm-hmm. Buck, at defensive end, at linebacker. I mean, that's just something you don't see, that you haven't seen.
And you don't often see, like you said, you don't see someone do that an individual level and then move teams and demand out and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. I mean, he's going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And if I'm Terry Fontenot, I'm going to have to at least hear no. Yeah. I'm going to have to hear no.
Over and over again, call him. Hey, what up, homie? How you doing, bro? Could I get Myles Garrett?
Right, because it's not going to happen today.
No.
So you could have multiple conversations over the course of the next handful of weeks.
Combine's coming up.
Yeah.
You know, that's where a lot of this stuff gets done at the combine and everything like that. Or do you wait closer to the draft? Something like that. But, yeah, I'm caught. I know. I already know. In their general manager, he came out and said early this offseason, no, we're not trading Myles Garrett. Like, emphatic, we're not getting rid of this dude at all. He didn't see that letter coming.
Yeah, now he doesn't get to pick that anymore. I guess they could not trade him, and then he doesn't play, which happened with Carson Palmer in Cincinnati all those years ago, but I don't see that happen.
Or is it like a situation where he would hold out, sit out, like Le'Veon? But Le'Veon was the franchise tag, and he never signed it and all those different things. But, yeah, this is big because if he gets out, it'd be the damn Browns because all sometimes you need is one person, one player, to just start this whole, like LeBron moving team, it starts a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
If Myles Garrett gets out of Cleveland, watch out.
Yeah, and I mean, only the Browns could screw that up, too. Because they had him, and they drafted other talented defensive players, too.
Their defense ain't been a problem.
It's some pretty decent guys on offense as well. They just went all in on the wrong guy.
The wrong quarterback.
And they went way in, all the way in, $230 million guaranteed, and the guy hadn't even barely been able to play, and when he has played, he hadn't played well. So, yeah, of course, the Browns are going to screw this up. Now you got a generational guy who's still, I mean, he's still right in the middle of it. He's 29, so he's still going to be able to do it for a handful of years.
At least five.
Yeah, he still has years of playing at this level. Because, again, the last 4 years, he's gone 16 sacks, 16 sacks, 14 sacks, 14 sacks. That's 60 sacks in 4 years.
Pressure.
Yeah, right. All the other stuff that he does.
Disruption.
Strip sacks. And
countless.
When he hits your quarterback might not play again that day.
Exactly.
So then you're on to your backup.
He is the top war daddy on the defensive side of the ball.
He is. If you're ranking war daddies in the NFL right now, he's number one.
Yes.
And that's what we've been begging for. Yes. This team to find, because again, they don't grow on trees. I mean, it's one thing to say and you want them and all that stuff, and hopefully a guy comes along in the draft. But when a guy like that comes along in the draft, he goes number one.
Yeah.
Like these guys.
Just like this kid from Penn State. Now, I'm not saying he's Myles Garrett at all. We're not going to do that at all. But this dude's a war.
People view him as one of those guys.
And so if you're able to get one and you talk about the Falcons, why not? That's always my thing when you talk about situations. Like, just call and see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't be like, thinking like, okay, well, because of the dead cap that Kurt's going to cost us and we're our first – no, just ask.
And ask, and then if there's interest, then start trying to figure it out. Because that's the guy at the position that single-handedly
– wins games.
Can change the entire perception of that side of the ball.
Yes.
I think we all feel pretty good about the future of the Falcons offense. There's no reason to feel good about the Falcons defense because there's good guys over there. I'm not trying to say some of the individuals aren't good, but it's been the same result for a decade. Like they've been the same defense for a decade, slightly better or slightly worse, because they haven't had that. The one year they, and I'm not saying he did, but his numbers were really good. The one year they had a guy who had numbers like that, the defense still wasn't good, though. They're still 27th. But he was on the defense the year next when they were a top 10 defense. Yeah, man, call him.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.